Welcome back. We're here at Roger Dean Stadium. The Stiefel Sports Studio is where you'll find us here at Roger Dean. Cardinals and the Houston Astros will be set to do battle here in just a bit. And for the Redbirds, pretty interesting lineup. And we talked to Ollie yesterday about how he's going to try and stagger the lineup. The Cardinals have a home game tomorrow, and then they're on the road for two. They go over to Dunedin to take on the Blue Jays of Toronto, and then they'll have the New York Yankees before they come back on Thursday. So they're trying to make sure guys get enough opportunities to get some at-bats, see some real pitching. So they'll flip-flop. They'll send two different teams over there on each day, and they'll make that drive across Alligator Alley and go over there and do some business. And on the other hand, they'll have some guys that'll stay back and work on some things. You know, there was a time when you would have these games, you had to take X amount of professionals, guys with big league experience. They've kind of relaxed that rule. So sometimes when you have teams that come from the other side of the state, there's a lot of guys you don't recognize. And that sometimes is a little bit of an unfortunate situation, especially for fans who come down and they want to see big leaguers play. That's not always the case when you travel across the state. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, we welcome to KMOX, the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Mo, thank you for joining us. Camp is underway. I know it's early. Give me your thoughts from how things started to where we are now.
Well, I think the good news is right now everybody appears healthy from that standpoint, getting in their work, which is always good this time of year. You know, obviously yesterday's game, I think not a lot to take away from it other than both sides could use to throw more strikes. You know, obviously when you're looking at the pitchers that we needed to perform well did, and then some of the younger guys kind of sprayed the zone a little bit. But, you know, ultimately it's fun that we've sort of changed our pace now from just the workouts to now actual baseball games, so that part's exciting. And now it's really about just getting into that routine and you know, making sure that everyone feels good about where they are. And, you know, ultimately we got to see what we look like as a club, who's performing well, because there are going to be some tough decisions at some point. And, you know, whether it's, you know, roster decisions or whether it's playing time decisions, but all those things we have the next 3 to 4 weeks to work through.
There is competition at a few positions on your team. What position do you think the toughest decisions will have to be made?
Well, I think, you know, right now, what's our outfield going to look like when we break camp? You know, obviously, there's two schools of thought here. Do we go with a more offensive outfield, or do we go with more of a defensive outfield? And so those decisions, I think, will be made as we get closer to opening day, but that's something to watch for. And then in terms of how we balance out Contreras' usage at first base versus DH, that'll be something that we have to work through. And some of these answers may come as we, you know, evolve into the season, but as you look at this camp, that's certainly something of note. And then, of course, you know, roles in the bullpen. Obviously, Helsley has a you can call him our closer, but then in terms of like how we set up 6, 7, 8 is still TBD. So that'll be fun to watch.
You know, when you think about your pitching, a good team, you know, with injuries and maybe other issues that come along the way, you realistically need somewhere between 18 and 19 pitchers that are going to be able to pitch for you during the course of the season. So what you see now that doesn't make the roster, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see that pitcher somewhere down the road?
Oh, I think that's for sure. You know, ultimately, I think the key, too, is, like, we have some younger pitchers competing for jobs here, and the question might be, like, how do we think about their role versus pitching in a starting role, for example, at Memphis? And that's just some of the things that, you know, when you think about decision-making, that'll have to be something we think through. You know, ultimately, you're trying to do two things. One is you're trying to give yourself a good chance out of the gate with your club, but you're also trying to wear that hat of the long view of making sure the players that you're using or not using are developing, because Cardinals are definitely wanting to get themselves back into winning ways on a consistent level. And that's not just about 2025, but it's also about future years. And so that'll be something that we think through as we try to have the right answers moving forward.
You know, I had a conversation with Bernie Miklas earlier with regard to how this organization looks. And while people who have not seen spring training and they say, well, the Cardinals aren't spending any money, they're not doing this, they're not doing that, I'm seeing an investment in some other areas with regard to resources and certainly development, whether it's coaches, equipment, things of that nature. How many new faces do we have in spring training compared to years past?
I don't know that answer offhand, but total new faces to baseball operations, I think, is right around 19 or 20. In other words, there are some people that will end up joining this camp when minor league camp opens. So not everybody's here yet, but, I think as we get into late February, early March, there'll be a few more faces added to this. But, look, we are looking at the infrastructure of our operation where we can, really squeeze more on the margins, whether it's trying to get pitchers to do more with what they have or add a pitch. There's a lot of internal discussions on just how do we make players better? And, there are systematic ways to do that. And I think, this group that we've brought in is very strategic in that. It's not to say we weren't trying to do that before, but we can be a much more intentional because we have a lot more people to help in that.
We saw the ABS implemented yesterday on a big league level. Were you in the pool that had Newt Barr being the first guy to do it, to challenge it?
I wasn't in any pool, but that feels right.
But if you were in a pool,
if you think about a guy that worked 3-2 counts is probably about as well as anybody in baseball. That he knows his strike zone. So I like it. I know it's not going to be implemented in 2025, but I hope fans find it as compelling as I do, and I think it's something that you watch AAA baseball, and it doesn't disrupt the flow of the game. It's nice to get it accurate, and there are key situations where it is very impactful if you can take a ball to a strike or a strike to a ball.
If only Matt Carpenter were around.
Right?
Could you imagine
he and another guy.
Newt Barr? Yeah. Exactly. Those two together. It was very painless and seamless yesterday, and that was the one thing I was concerned about: how long would this take? And you know what, we had guys that had a harder time throwing strikes than we were able to determine what a strike was, and if that's the direction that it's going to go, I don't think people will have a big problem with it.
I agree. Only thing they could do differently here is don't sound that alarm. That was a little loud.
It was so startling. That's what
there,
it was.
They need to clean that up.
Exactly. I would wholeheartedly agree with you. All right, Mo. Well, listen, we have another game today. Final question for you. When you watch a spring training and watch your ball club, do you break it down in segments with regard to evaluation? Because what we see on the first day is not what it's going to look like the last day. And how do you measure someone's ascension or decline?
Yeah, so typically when I'm watching a game, I do have access to a lot of the TrackMan data that's being collected that day, that's instant. And so you have a sense of where people are from arm strength standpoint, velocity standpoint, spin standpoint. So that's always intriguing. But I'm also focusing more on more of the second half of the game with more interest on trying to get to know some of these younger players that I'm not as familiar with as, say, today's starter, Miles Michaelis. And so I really do try to take advantage of the access we get to those younger players. And as you know, from time to time, you'll see me on the backfield, even when a major league game's going on in spring training, just because it's so convenient. It's, you don't have to travel for it. And so certainly want to take advantage of our location and really maximize our time that way.
Well, Mo, as always, it's great to visit with you. We thank you for your time, and let's have a nice, quick, clean game today, and we'll figure out tomorrow when it gets here.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Take care. That's John Mozeliak. When we come back, the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith, is coming your way. You don't want to miss that. right here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We are here in the Stiefel Sports Studio here in Roger Dean Stadium. And, of course, you're listening to all of this great programming on your voice for the Cardinals, Blues, and City, KMOX.